This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. Wa salatu wa salamu ala Rasulillah wa ala alihi wa sahbihi ajma'in. Amma ba'd, from myself, Abdullah, Ahmed and Khadija, we greet you with the greetings of Islam, the greetings of peace and the greetings of the people of Jannah. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
MashaAllah, tabarakallah. We welcome you all to our Ramadan Tafsir series, and this is episode one. And we thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for bringing us back together and giving us moments in the best month of the year to build Jannah some more. Indeed, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the most deserving of all praises, for He honored us and protected us and gave us good health, alhamdulillah, and brought us back together, alhamdulillah. Inshallah, we'll be having many, many more Jannah building moments this Ramadan. Not as many as we had in our first installment of the Young Learners Hub, but at least every Saturday and every Sunday in Ramadan. And as we said, in Ramadan, on Saturdays, we will be taking a lesson known as Tafsir. And Tafsir means an explanation of the Quran. And inshallah, we will be journeying through four surahs of the Quran. Qul ya ayyuhal kafirun, which is suratul kafirun. Qul huwallahu ahad, which is suratul ikhlas. Qul a'udhu bi rabbil falaq, which is suratul falaq. And Qul a'udhu bi rabbil nas, which is suratul nas. And inshallah, this will be during every Saturday in Ramadan. Every Saturday, we will take one surah, inshallah. As always, we try and welcome some of you. And from our last series, I want to offer and extend a special welcome to Rital Saleh, who's 6 years old, and Raghad Saleh, who's 4 years old, and Riman Saleh, who's 3 years old, and they're originally from Yemen, and they're based in Leicester in the UK. Also, we have Uthman, who is 7, and he lives in Crawley. Welcome, Uthman. And we have Saria, mashallah, who's 10 years old from Qatar. Welcome, Saria. And please, let me know where you all from. And I can see all your Ramadan greetings to me. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bless you all. I say to you all also, Ramadan Mubarak. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bless our Ramadan and accept our Ramadan. Ameen. Ya Rabbil Alameen. So, who's fasting here?
Me.
MashaAllah. Well, Abdullah said he's fasting. And Ahmed said he's fasting. And Khadija said she's fasting, but Khadija, I can see you with a lovely cup of water there. Yeah. That's a very, very innovative fast you're doing. What kind of fast is that called?
It's called an eating fast.
An eating fast. Okay, so we have Abdullah who's fasting properly, alhamdulillah, and Ahmed who's fasting properly. And Khadija, she's 3 years old, she's doing an eating and drinking fast. But mashallah, I can see so many people fasting out there. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bless you all. Welcome, Adib. I remember Adib. Sajida Suhail, mashallah, I remember you. Mashallah. So, Huda from Spain, I remember you, Huda, mashallah. We have Muhammad. I remember Muhammad Shahzad, mashallah, tabarakallah. Nice to have everyone back. Wallahi, you know what? I missed you all. So, thank you for coming back and showing me that you missed me too. Now, remember, we said we were going to announce the winners of the Young Learners Hub, or at least our first installment during the COVID-19 lockdown that we completed during the month of Sha'ban, just before Ramadan. And I was going to announce the winners today. And I did send a message out saying that I was going to announce the winners today. But then Abdullah reminded me, and some of your parents as well, that I said I will announce the winners when?
On the 2nd of May.
On the 2nd of May. So I forgot, subhanAllah. See, even teachers can forget. Teachers can forget. And even fathers can forget, right, Abdullah?
Yes.
Fathers can forget. Ahmed is giving me a cheeky smile. Fathers can forget. We're human beings. We also forget. So I totally forgot that I promised to announce the winners on the 2nd of May to give those people who started the Young Learners Hub a little bit later a chance to complete all the episodes and a chance to complete all the quizzes. So, inshallah, I won't be announcing the winners today, but I will be doing it as I promised during our last episode. I will be announcing those winners, inshallah, next week, Saturday, inshallah, okay? On the 2nd of May, inshallah. But I do want to let you know that, mashallah, at the beginning of our last installment of the Young Learners Hub, over 1,000 people, 1,000 children took the quiz. Over 1,000 children took the quiz, mashallah. And at the end, mashallah, over 400 people took the quiz, which means over 400 people will be getting certificates from the Young Learners Hub. I will be signing it, inshallah. So please check your inbox, or tell your parents to, whichever email address you used when you took the quiz, please check your email sometime this week, okay? Don't check every day though, okay? Just in case I'm a little bit delayed, but check it around Thursday or Friday, inshallah, and you should see a certificate emailed to you, which you can print, inshallah, and frame, and stick it on your wall, inshallah, and keep. So when you're much older, you can remember these wonderful moments you spent with us all building Jannah together, inshallah. All right, so that's with regards to the announcement of the winners from our last installment and the certificates. Also, and some of you have had this question, will there be certificates for those people who take the tafsir lessons with the Young Learners Hub in Ramadan? Yes, there will be. We will be having one quiz at the end of Ramadan, after episode 4, okay? One quiz after episode 4, which will be at the end of Ramadan, after the last Saturday of Ramadan. So be sure to keep your notes handy, okay? When I'm teaching you, keep your notes handy and revise them so that you can take the quiz, inshallah.
Handy.
Meaning on hand. Keep it close. Khadija's asking me, what does handy mean? It means keep it on hand, okay? If I say keep just, Khadija's Jess is with us today, by the way. And she also says salam to you all. Is it a she or a he?
She.
It's a she? Alright, sometimes Jess is a he and sometimes she's a she. Today Khadija wants Jess to be a she. So she says also a nice salam to you all. So Khadija, if I tell you keep Jess handy, I mean keep Jess close by you. Don't keep him too far, okay? Or keep her too far. Keep Jess handy means keep it close. Yes. So keep your notes handy so you can revise your notes, inshallah, and pass the quiz. And inshallah, I will send you certificates after Eid, inshallah, for taking these tafsir lessons. Okay, today we have Suratul Kafirun. And Suratul Kafirun is a surah from the surahs of the Quran. And the reason why I chose for us to study tafsir in Ramadan is because the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he used to dedicate even more time to the Qur'an in Ramadan. And the Sahaba learnt that from him. And the scholars of Islam learnt that from him also. So they used to dedicate so much time to the Qur'an in Ramadan. Imam Malik, a very great Imam, he used to be a specialist in Hadith. Hadith means in learning what the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said. Okay? But in Ramadan, he would put that subject aside and he would just open the Quran and he would read the Quran and read the Quran and read the Quran and read the Quran from day till night and think about the Quran and understand its meanings, dedicated to the Quran. Why? Because Jibreel alayhi salam, every Ramadan, he used to come down and he used to revise the Quran with the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. They used to revise the Quran together. They used to revise the Quran
together.
How many times? One time. But in one Ramadan, they did it two times. When was that? In the last Ramadan of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's life. Remember we said that the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam fasted how many Ramadans? We spoke about this in our last series of the Young Learners Hub when we had our Ramadan week. How many Ramadans did the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam fast? Who knows the answer out there? Anyone know the answer? 9. Well done, Shuja. Excellent. Well done, Shuja. And welcome, Husna and Humaira. And Maria, keep smiling. Allah bless you. So, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam fasted 9 Ramadans. And well done to everyone who's getting the answer right. Now, in the 9th Ramadan, when Jibreel came down, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and Jibreel, they studied the Quran together twice. Subhanallah. Twice. So everyone understood that Ramadan is the month of Quran and we should give more time to the Quran. So inshallah, that's why we're doing a tafsir lesson. Now, again, somebody might say, what does tafsir mean? Well, generally, tafsir means that it means an explanation of the ayat or verses in the Quran. When Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, قُلْ يَا أَيُّهَا الْكَافِرُونَ, what does it mean? And yes, you could say a translation is a type of tafsir, because a translation has to be based on the actual meaning that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala intended when He revealed the Quran. So when Allah revealed, قُلْ يَا أَيُّهَا الْكَافِرُونَ, what does this mean? Right? And also within the study of tafsir, or when we explain the Quran and explain what the verse means or what the surah means, we also share some information related to why did the surah come down? Was there a reason? Or did it just come down? Because sometimes Allah reveals an ayah or reveals a surah because somebody asked something. Somebody went to the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam and asked something. Like for example, when they went to him and said, tell us about the soul. وَيَسْأَلُونَكَ عَنِ الرُّوحِ. They went to the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. They said, oh Prophet of Allah, tell us about the soul. So the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam waited for Jibreel to come with the Quran, with an ayah from Allah. And then Allah said, وَيَسْأَلُونَكَ عَنِ الرُّوحِ. قُلِ الرُّوحُ مِنْ أَمْرِ رَبِّي وَمَا أُوتِيتُم مِّنَ الْعِلْمِ إِلَّا قَلِيلًا. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam received the ayah, and in the ayah Allah says, and they're asking about the soul, and tell them that the soul is from the command of Allah, and we know very little about the soul, or Allah has revealed to me very little about the soul, about it. All right. So many times they come to the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam and they ask a question. وَيَسْأَلُونَكَ عَنِ الْأَهِلَّةِ. They ask you about the new moons. What about the new moons? Allah reveals an ayah, right? وَيَسْأَلُونَكَ عَنِ الْخَمْرِ وَالْمَيْسِرِ. They ask you about alcohol and gambling. What is the ruling? So then the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam waits. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala reveals to him and he answers them, right? Allah says, they're asking you about alcohol and gambling. Tell them, O Muhammad, the answer to their question. So sometimes people ask a question and Allah reveals the Quran. Sometimes something happens, and because it happened, Allah reveals the Quran. Like for example, in Surah Al-Kafirun. In Surah Al-Kafirun, we know that the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam was calling the Quraysh to worship one Allah and to leave the idols. We spoke about this in our last series, right? Yes. All the prophets told their people, stop worshiping idols, stop worshiping idols, stop worshiping idols. However, they didn't listen. But they saw that, subhanAllah, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam is not stopping. He's not giving up. And more people are starting to follow him. So the Quraysh, they said, let's try another strategy. Let's try another option. They went to the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam and they said to the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, let's make a deal. Let's make a deal. Okay? What's the deal? Right? We will worship Allah for 1 year and you worship our idols for 1 year. That's fair. Let's make it fair. Is it Khadija?
Yeah.
Khadija goes fair.
It's not fair because you're worshipping the wrong thing.
Ahmed says, how can that be fair when you're worshipping the wrong thing? You're absolutely right. But this is what the Quraysh did. They went to the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam and said, okay, let's stop fighting. Let's make a deal. Okay? 1 year, we'll worship Allah. Okay? And 1 year, you worship our idols. So it's a win-win situation. But is it a win-win situation?
No.
It's not a win-win situation. You can't do wrong. So Allah revealed Surah Al-Kafirun. So you see, there's a reason of revelation for Surah Al-Kafirun. Hello, Jess. All right. So there's a reason of revelation. Because the Quraysh came to the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, Allah sent Jibreel with the Quran. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم قل يا أيها الكافرون. Allah says, tell them, O Muhammad, O you disbelievers, O you people who worship idols, O you people who don't worship Allah, لا أعبد ما تعبدون. I am not going to worship what you worship. Okay? I am not going to worship what you worship. ولا أنتم عابدون ما أعبد. And you are not going to worship who I worship. Because you can't worship Allah like this. You can't say 1 year for idols, 1 year for Allah. If that's how you want to do it, you will never ever worship the Allah that I worship. Because Allah will never ever accept this. Allah will never ever accept that you worship an idol and you worship Allah. How can you do that? What can the idol do for you? Nothing. Allah does everything for you. How can you worship Allah who does everything for you and then worship an idol that does nothing for you? You'll never ever worship Allah. Right? Then what did the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, what did Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala reveal to say back to the Quraysh?
وَلَا
أَنَا عَابِدٌ مَا عَبَدْتُمْ. And I am not going to worship your idols now. And as you can see, the ayat are being slightly repeated, right?
Yes.
They're being repeated, right? So why are they being repeated? What does it mean? Well, it means the following. The first time when the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said to the Quraysh, ما أعبد أو لا أعبد ما تعبدون. He said, لا أعبد ما تعبدون. When he said it the first time, he meant, I will never ever worship what you worship. I will never ever accept this deal. And when he said it the second time, he meant, I am not going to worship them now. Which means in Surah Al-Kafirun, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam is telling the Quraysh, I am not going to worship your idols now or ever. You see? Because they said, we'll worship Allah this year, and you worship Allah and you worship our idols next year. So the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, لا أعبد ما تعبدون. I'm never going to worship your idols. Don't think next year I'm going to worship your idols. Right? Then he said again, وما أنا عابد ما عبدتم. When he said, وما أنا عابد ما عبدتم, he's telling the Quraysh, I'm not going to worship your idols next year, and I'm also telling you that I'm not going to worship your idols now. وَلَا أَنْتُمْ عَابِدُونَ مَا أَعْبُدْ. And I'm telling you that you will not worship Allah next year, and you will not worship Allah now. The only way you will worship Allah is if you give up worshipping all of your idols.
Forever.
Does that make sense?
Yes.
Does that make sense, Ahmed?
Yes.
Did you guys understand what I just said? Let me know.
Yes.
If you didn't understand, I can repeat. Did everyone understand what's happening here?
Yes.
Because the ayat are being repeated, right? قُلْ يَا أَيُّهَا الْكَافِرُونَ لَا أَعْبُدُ مَا تَعْبُدُونَ وَلَا أَنْتُمْ عَابِدُونَ مَا أَعْبُدُ وَلَا أَنَا عَابِدٌ مَا عَبَدْتُمْ وَلَا أَنْتُمْ عَابِدُونَ مَا أَعْبُدُ. It's similar.
Yes.
It's similar, right?
Yes.
And that's why sometimes the children find it harder to memorize Surah Al-Kafirun, because it's similar. But why is it similar? Is it a repetition?
No.
It's not a repetition. It is a slightly different meaning. What is a slightly different meaning? The slightly different meaning is in the sense that the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam in one ayah is saying, I'm never going to worship your idols. And in another ayah, he's saying, I'm not going to worship your idols now. And in one ayah, he's saying, you will never worship my Allah. And in another ayah, he's saying, you will not worship my Allah now. So basically, he's making clear to them that I will never worship your Allah, not now, not ever. I will never worship your idols. I will never worship your idols, not now and not
ever.
Ever. And you will never ever ever worship my Allah, not now and not
ever.
Ever. Because there's no half business here. Huh? You can't have the cake and eat the cake, as they say in the English language. Who knows that statement? Have the cake and eat the cake. Do you guys know that statement? Like, you want to see the cake here, but you also want the cake in your stomach. It can't happen. It's either the cake is going to be on the table or it's going to be in your stomach. You can't have both. If it's on the table, the cake isn't in your stomach. And if it's in your stomach, it's not on the
table.
If someone says, no, 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 I want the cake on my plate and in my stomach and in my mouth at the same time. Khadija's laughing. Is that funny?
Yeah.
Can that ever happen?
No.
Can it ever happen?
No.
You can't have the cake on the table, on the plate, in your stomach, in your mouth, chewing it, tasting it at the same time. Can that work?
No.
Never ever. It can never ever work. So the same way with Islam. You can't worship the idols and worship Allah. Worship Allah and worship the idols. No. You have to do one or the other. And if you worship Allah, you're a Muslim. If you don't worship Allah, You're not a Muslim. And then at the end, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam said to them, because Allah revealed to him, لَكُمْ دِينُكُمْ وَلِيَ دِينُ. For you is your religion, and for me is my religion. If you want to come with deals, it's not going to happen. Right? There's no mixing of religions. Your way is your way, and my way is my way. The truth is the truth, and falsehood is falsehood. Can lies and truth be the same?
No.
You can't say, let me put one cup of truth in the bowl, and then one teaspoon of lies in the bowl. What's going to happen? If you put one teaspoon of lies with a cup of truth, what's going to happen to the truth? It's going to become affected, isn't it? It's going to become spoiled, isn't it?
Yes.
Right? If you have, mashallah, a nice cup of clean water, fresh water, and then you take black paint, a teaspoon of black paint, and you pour the teaspoon of black paint into the water. Subhanallah, the sun is very bright coming from here. So that's why you can see me half light and a little bit dark. All right. So please forgive me for that. Inshallah, tomorrow we'll try and cover it a little bit. So if you have a cup of water, which is nice and fresh and cold and tasty water, and I can see Abdullah is going, because Abdullah is fasting and he's feeling thirsty. Right, Abdullah's feeling thirsty. Sorry guys, some of you are also fasting and I'm talking about water, but just as an example, okay? If you have a cup of water and then you take a teaspoon of black paint and you pour it in the water, can you drink that water?
No.
You can't drink the water, right? So you can't say I'm going to worship Allah and then worship idols also. That's not Islam. That's not Islam. Right is right, wrong is wrong. And you should never ever mix the right with the wrong. Is that clear, boys and girls?
Yes.
Never ever mix the right with the wrong. Shaitan, if he can't stop you doing right, he will come to you and try and make you mix the right with the wrong. That's what he does, and that is dangerous. He makes you think you're doing a good thing, but you're actually doing a bad thing. He makes you think that you're going to go to Jannah, and on the day of Qiyamah, you're going to be excited. I passed, I did a lot of good things. And then when you go to Allah, Allah's going to shock you. May Allah protect us. Allah's going to shock you and say, no, you didn't do good things, you did bad things. You were tricked, right? So you should remember when someone comes to you and tells you, you know what, let's listen to music. This is halal music. Say, huh? Halal music? How can you have halal music? Music is haram, right? Music is haram. Guitars, pianos, violence, all these instruments, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam forbade them. It's haram. You can't say halal music. Someone says, you know, this food wasn't slaughtered properly, so it's haram. But it's from a cow, so it's halal haram. Halal haram? Can you have halal haram?
No.
You say, which one is it? Is it halal or is it haram? And then if someone insists and they keep telling you, no, it's halal haram, tell them, listen, lakum dinukum. You know, for you, your belief and what you think, and for me, my belief and what I think, but I'm not going to do what you're telling me to do, and clearly you don't want to do what I'm telling you to do, right? Right? Someone comes to you and says, when you're much older, when you reach the age of puberty, ask your parents what that means, okay? What does reaching the age of puberty means? When you reach the age of puberty, Allah doesn't want boys and girls who are not married or not brothers and sisters to be together or play together, right? And someone comes and says, no, he's like my brother. No, like your brother doesn't make him your brother. She's like my sister, we're just friends. She's like my sister. We say, no, you can't play together, right? There's rules, Allah has rules. Allah doesn't want you to play together now. Because now you, mashallah, big boys and big girls, and big boys and big girls can much play together.
You can play by your own and you're bigger.
Khadija says, when you're big, the boys must play with the boys and the girls must play with the girls. Right? You can't, and the brothers and sisters can play with each other. Brothers and sisters can. Right? But if you're cousins, you can't. Allah says cousins can't, boys and girl cousins who are big, they can't be sitting together, laughing together, eating together, going out to the shops together. Allah said, this is not allowed. Islam says, this is not allowed. Now some people say, but it's our culture. Well, that's what the Quraysh were also saying to the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
Who are you going to put first, your culture or Allah?
Abdullah is saying, who are you going to put first, your culture or Allah? Who are you going to put first?
Allah.
The Quraysh came to the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and they're saying, it's our culture to worship the idols. Come on, let's do 1 year, 1 year, right? You can't. Right is right, wrong is wrong, okay? So remember this, boys and girls, remember this, that when you go to school, sometimes you'll have bad friends. And those friends will come to you and they'll want you to do bad things because they think it's okay to do it. But your mommy and daddy told you shouldn't do it, right? You because Allah said you shouldn't do it. And the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said you shouldn't do it. But when you go to school, your friends would say, it's okay, your mother's not here, don't worry, only at school we can do it. But when you go home, don't do it. That's what the Quraysh were saying. This year, we'll do it and next year we won't do it. This year we'll worship Allah and next year we won't worship Allah. So sometimes we have bad friends, they come to us and they tell us that, you know what, don't worry, at school you can do it, at home don't do it. When your parents are watching, don't do it. When they're not watching, you can?
What?
You can do it. What should you tell them? Lakum dinukum waliya din. For you is your way and for me is my way. I'm not going to do it because what is right is always right. Whether my parents are watching me, whether they're not watching me, whether I'm at school, whether I'm at home, right is always right. And wrong is always wrong. Whether I'm at home, whether I'm at school, whether someone sees me, whether someone doesn't see me, wrong will always be
wrong.
You should never ever mix the truth with a little bit of
false.
Never ever do that, okay? And always remember that wherever you are, Allah is watching you. Wherever you are, Allah is hearing you, right? Wherever you are, right? And if you're going to be mixing good with bad, then Allah knows. And Allah is going to ask you on the day of Qiyamah. Remember, boys and girls, Allah is going to give us Jannah. We're building Jannah together. But Allah is going to give us Jannah if we're good and we die as Muslims. And inshallah, we will. Inshallah, die as Muslims. And alhamdulillah, we are Muslims and we thank Allah for being Muslims. But Allah doesn't only want us to be Muslims, he wants us to be good Muslims. He wants us to be Muslims upon the Sunnah. We all say we love Allah and we all want Allah to love us. And Allah says in the Quran, قُلْ إِن كُنْتُمْ تُحِبُّونَ اللَّهَ فَاتَّبِعُونِ. Say to them, O Muhammad, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, say to them, O Muhammad, إِن كُنْتُمْ تُحِبُّونَ اللَّهَ, if you truly love Allah, فَاتَّبِعُونِ, then they must follow you, O Muhammad. They must follow the Sunnah. And if they do that, then Allah will love them and Allah will forgive them. So if you want Allah to love you, number one, and to forgive you, number two, what should you do?
Follow the Sunnah.
You should follow whose Sunnah? The Sunnah of the Quraysh?
No.
The Sunnah of those who say, 1 year we be good, 1 year we be bad?
No.
The Sunnah of those who say, at home we be good, at school we be bad?
No.
The Sunnah of those who say, only be good when your parents are watching and be bad when they're not watching?
No.
We follow the Sunnah of who?
The Prophet
Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. I hope the lesson was clear, everyone. Is the lesson very clear of Suratul Kafirun?
Yes.
Why did Allah reveal it? We said Allah revealed it because the Quraysh came to the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and said, let's make a deal. 1 year we worship Allah, 1 year you worship the idols. So Allah revealed Suratul Kafirun. And in Suratul Kafirun, Allah said, tell them, O Muhammad, O you disbelievers, I am not going to worship your idols now or ever. And you are not going to worship my Allah like this now or ever. If you want to worship my Allah, you only worship one Allah. That's it. No deal. And if you don't want to listen, if you want to mix good and bad, then for you is your way and for me is
my way.
And on the day of Qiyamah, Allah is going to ask each and every one of us about our way. Ask each and every one of us about what we did. All right, everyone, that brings us to the end of today's lesson. Now for homework, please pay attention. I want you to do the following. Number one, between now and next Saturday, I want you to sit down with your family, with your parents, with your brothers, with your sisters, and memorize Suratul Kafirun if you don't know it. Okay? Number two, I want you to revise the meanings of Suratul Kafirun with your parents. Okay? Between now and next Saturday, you have a week to do this. And number three, I want you to ask your parents to share with you examples from when they were small boys and girls. Ask the mommy and daddy, when you were small boys and girls, right? When you were small boys and girls, can you tell me things related to people who did wrong things? Tell me the stories that you remember from when you were small, of people who did wrong things, even though they knew it was right. Even though they knew, sorry, that it was wrong to do it. They did the wrong thing, but they knew it was wrong. And they also asked you to do it. Ask your parents to tell you those stories, because I'm sure your mommy and daddy, they have many stories from when they used to be small and they used to go to school and they used to go to the park and people used to come and tell them to do naughty things and bad things and tell them that, don't worry, your parents are not watching you, it's okay. Tell them to share with you those stories, okay? So number one, memorize Surah Al-Kafirun. Number two, revise the meanings of the surah with your parents. Number three, tell your parents to tell you stories from when they were small of people who did bad things and ask them to do bad things even though they knew it was the wrong thing to do. Don't forget, tomorrow Sunday, inshallah, I am going to come online to be with you all, but not for a tafsir lesson, for a question and answer session for you all. If you look in the description box below, tell your parents to check the description box at the bottom of this particular video. There's a link, all right, to a page that you can send your questions in via. All right, send it through that link and I will read your questions tonight and I will pick certain questions. Be sure to leave your name, your age, and the city that you come from and your question. And inshallah, I will read out your name and your question tomorrow and answer your question, inshallah. And we will be doing that every Sunday, inshallah. A special session for your questions, your Ramadan questions, or any other questions that you have. All right, everyone. I love you all for the sake of Allah. And I love building Jannah with you all today. And I will see you tomorrow, inshallah, at 12 p.m. UK time again. Don't forget to like the episode, share the episode, and subscribe to the channel. Jazakumullahu khair. Until tomorrow, have a blessed fast, be strong, and have a blessed iftar. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.